Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a WWJ News Special. Play ball. Over the next hour, we'll take a look at the Detroit Tigers and what fans can expect this season on the field and at Comerica Park. Here's your host, Tony Ortiz.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this in-depth look at the 2019 Detroit Tigers. We'll take a look at everything over the next hour, from the players that will take the field to what you can expect when you go to Comerica Park for a game this year. Let's start with the man who will lead the Tigers this season, Ron Gardenhire, who begins his second season as manager of the Tigers with today's game against the Toronto Blue Jays. As expected, last season a rough one for Detroit. They lost 98 games in the midst of a rebuild engineered by GM Al Avila that was designed to return the Tigers to prominence after a decade of being a playoff and World Series contender. I had a chance to ask Gardenhire during our recent discussion if that R word, rebuild, is something that isn't said around the clubhouse or the Tiger front office.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, it's kind of the model of, you know, what this organization is going through. It's, you know, drafting better, you know, made some good trades, getting all this talent in here. So, you know, here, whatever, however many years you're talking about, you're going to really see a team that's going to, you know, have a chance to win a World Series. I believe that with some of the talent this year. There's talent now coming up, and it's just filtering in, and we've made some good pickups. So we're very competitive. We don't, in this clubhouse, we don't know any other way to go to the ballpark other than we're going to try to win each day.
A key element of that rebuild for the Tigers will be a stockpile of pitching talent that is starting to assert itself at all levels throughout the organization. Without that pitching, Hall of Famer and special assistant to the GM, Alan Trammell, says this current rebuild would be doomed to failure.
The game 100 years ago, today, and 100 years from now is all about pitching. Without pitching, you have no chance. So I think you're seeing the names. You know, Casey Mize was the 1-1 last year, and a couple of, you know, others with the Bo Burrows and the Matt Mannings and the Alex Fiedos and others. But they're, you know, those are the names that everybody's hearing. There's others. But the pitching part, without it, you can't win. You can slugfest. We had some of those teams in the early 90s when we hit a lot of balls out of the ballpark. Well, you can't expect to win and play a bunch of 8-7, 8-6 games all the time and expect to win and win a pennant. It's just not going to happen. So we're doing, again, the right way with the pitching, and hopefully, you know, more than just a few of these guys hit.
Some of the young talent that is working its way onto the Major League roster includes outfielder Kristen Stewart, who hit 23 home runs and drove in 77 runs for AAA Toledo last year before he was called up to the Tigers in September. While many believe Stewart could develop into one of the better hitters on this team in the next few years, critics will point out that he's at best an average outfielder who may ultimately be better suited to be a DH.
There are always going to be critics out there, no matter what you do in life. And so, like I said, I've got to control what I can control, go out and, I mean, honestly prove the hitters wrong sometimes, but it's just honestly just controlling what I can control. I mean, I'm just going to go out there, get my work in every day, go through my routine. I mean, try to have perfect practice, and then the rest will take care of itself.
Another young player that is being counted on to develop this year is center fielder Jacoby Jones. However, a left shoulder injury near the end of spring training would land Jones on the injured list recently. So I had a chance to ask Gardenhire, how tough a loss is that for him at the start of this season?
Well, it's a tough loss because, you know, he's some kind of center fielder out there, and, you know, he brings that spark. So you just got to deal with it. Injuries happen. You know, it's probably going to be 2 to 3 weeks, depending on, you know, it's his left arm, not his right throwing arm, which is, you know, better than, you know, the other side. If it hurt his right arm, it would have even been longer. So, you know, we're hoping 2 to 3 weeks. We'll just have to wait and see. Every player's different. Every injury's different. So we'll just wait and see.
Jones, though, is eager to get back and help prove the experts wrong about the Tigers, who believe Detroit will struggle once again this season.
Whatever we think in the clubhouse, we're going to win. If we have that winning mentality, anything can happen. It's baseball, so. We're just going to go out there and compete and, have a lot of fun and do what Gardy says and just play all nine.
Two key additions for the Tigers this offseason were former Pittsburgh Pirate infielders, shortstop Jordy Mercer and second baseman Josh Harrison, who says he came to Detroit for a number of different reasons.
For me, this was an opportunity, man, to come and be healthy, play second base every day. And got a good friend of mine in Jordy who I talked to throughout the process. And it's like, man, it would be a good fit. And at the end of the day, man, it's baseball. You got to go out and play.
As for Mercer, he, like Harrison, was brought in to add some experience to an infield that includes improving third baseman Jamer Candelario.
I'm just going to try to bring as much leadership as I can. I know the shifts are a big deal. I think Pittsburgh, I think we were one of the best or maybe the first overall in baseball in shifts. So I've got a lot of knowledge in that from day one. And I'm just going to try to bring as much leadership as I can, answer as much questions as I can, because there's a lot of young, good, really good players on the team and that are even close to coming up too as well.
One thing that stood out about last year's Tigers team was the fact that they were competitive for most of the season, despite losing 98 games. That kind of effort earned Detroit the label of a blue-collar team, and that's a label Gardenhire says he and the team embraces wholeheartedly.
Well, that's the way we're brought up. You know, I was a military background, my dad, and it was yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, when I grew up. And so that regiment was put into me a long time ago. But I just want the guys to come to the ballpark, create an atmosphere that we're going to have some fun, because it is baseball. We're going to have fun playing the game and try to do it right and just grind it out and never give up. And I think last year we did a pretty good job of that. Although we lost 98 games, we ran a lot of games and we had chances. So hopefully we'll do better this year and win those close games.
After posting a 22-30 record in one-run games last season, the first month of this season will be a pretty good test to see if the Tigers will be better in those games, as they'll face teams like the New York Yankees, the Cleveland Indians, the Minnesota Twins, the Boston Red Sox, the Chicago White Sox, and the Philadelphia Phillies over that stretch. When we return, we'll be joined by the voice of the Detroit Tigers, Dan Dickerson, as this WWJ News Special, Play Ball, continues.
This is a WWJ News Special, Play Ball, getting you ready for the new Tigers season on and off the field. Once again, here's Tony Ortiz.
I'm joined now by the voice of the Detroit Tigers, Dan Dickerson, who once again will call all the games this year on 97.1 The Ticket. Dan, do you think the Tigers can be a factor in the American League Central Division race this season, especially with some of the changes they made this offseason?
I do, and I think it's a matter of how long they can be a factor in the race, because that's going to depend on good health for guys like Jordan Zimmermann and Miguel Cabrera, who I think both add big, you know, just watching them in the spring, big pieces to the rotation and to this lineup. So I look at it, Tony, this way. Miguel Cabrera coming back adds, this offense is 100 runs better just by having him in the lineup healthy than it was a year ago. But it was rock bottom last year. There's only one way to go when you're rock bottom. But if they get to the middle of the pack and run scored, say, 730, 750 runs, it changes the whole feel of this team. Last year in the late innings, they had no chance of coming back most times. Now they do, because you've got an improved Jamer Candelario. They didn't trade Nick Castellanos away. You've got Miguel Cabrera, middle of the order. Christian Stewart's going to hit home runs. So now you're a much more competitive team. Jordan Zimmermann has good health. I think really you could argue for the first time in the 4 years the Tigers have had it. And he looks like a different pitcher. Looks like Tony's figured out how to pitch with less stuff, but with sharp stuff. There's every reason to think with good health, he can really be a much improved pitcher and help the rotation. So look at a rotation that's better. Even without Michael Fulmer, that's a big loss. There's no sugarcoating that. A bullpen that I think will be better because of the way that it finished last year. And now you've got a team that I think that's surprised.
I like Christian Stewart a whole lot, and you mentioned him earlier, Dan. The big question about him, though, is his outfield defense. But I thought this spring, Dan, and correct me if I'm wrong, his defense got better out there in the outfield.
No, I agree with you. And I actually talked with Dave Clark, Tigers outfield coach, third base coach, yesterday about it. And I said, can he be, you know, an average outfielder? Because everybody says he's way below average. He said, oh, absolutely. A couple of things. He's in better shape. He's athletic to begin with, but he really did, I think, work hard on his quickness in the offseason. It's all about reading the ball off the bat. But he says he's got an average arm, get the cutoff man, that's all they want him to do. But it's really about, in a big left field at Comerica Park, how well do you read the ball off the bat? And he says a lot of that just comes with experience, but he believes Christian Stewart can go from being what everybody has said as a negative as a defender to at least average. And you know what? with the power he's going to provide, if he gets to average, that's a really valuable player.
Dan, even though this is a rebuilding team, I really like what the Tigers have done up the middle, especially with Josh Harrison at second base and Jordy Mercer at shortstop. How critical is it for a team this young to have that experience to combo up the middle that kind of keeps everything in balance in that infield?
I think you hit on one of the real keys for this team, because even when you don't even mention their names, you just start talking about team defense and how this team is going to be in 2019. Coaches immediately bring up, whether it's Rick Anderson, the pitching coach, whether it's Dave Clark, the outfield coach, whoever it is, bring up the impact that those two guys have had on this team in the spring. That you're just rock solid. I know the numbers aren't going to jump out at people defensively or offensively, but sometimes the value of two veterans at two key positions who know each other like the back of their hand because they played together so long, the value is much more, and it's beyond what you might see on paper. Everybody raves about these two. It has a ripple effect on the entire defense. It has a ripple effect on the pitchers and their confidence on the mound, knowing that if they pitch to contact at a certain point in the game, they know that ball is going to be turned into a double play. That's big for this team. I think these two add a ton.
What is it about Ron Gardenhire that the players on this team really like playing for? He seems to have the respect of the ball players, but he also seems to have that something that the players are attracted to. What is that?
Oh, it's just the personality. It's just, he's a unique individual. It's that great combination, Tony. Anybody who's played sports, you know, you have that one coach who demands a lot, but you'd run through a wall for him just because of who he is and how he coaches. Ron Gardenhire is that guy with his staff. You can't underestimate the entirety of the staff. But Ron Gardenhire leads this staff. It's that personality that demands you're going to play the game a certain way. And if you don't, you're not going to be punished, but we're going to work on it until you do. Every coach talks about fundamentals. Every manager says we're going to play the game fundamentally sound. Not everybody makes you live it. He makes you live it. And in a 98-loss season last year, quietly, the things they emphasized, better base running, better defense, the Tigers were hugely improved in those two areas compared to the year before. And he didn't have much to work with. Now you've got more to work with. I think you're going to see even more improvements in those areas. But that's where it begins for Ron Gardenhire. He emphasizes hitting the cutoff man. It sounds so routine. For him, that's where it all starts. Because if you're not doing that, you're giving away 90 feet. And there's nothing that makes him madder than if you're giving away 90 feet. And that's what leads to a good brand of baseball. And as he has more to work with and his staff has more to work with, I think fans are going to really enjoy watching this team play, and then there's more talent on the way. But with the talent he has right now, it's more than last year, and they're going to get more out of it.
Final question for me, Dan. How much will we know about this Tiger team after the first month of the season when you consider the Blue Jays, the Yankees, the Indians, Twins, Red Sox, White Sox, and Phillies are all teams that they're going to meet within the first 30 days of the season?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because I was looking at the schedule the other day and thinking that very thing. Well, we should find out about these guys. Philly on the road, Yankees on the road, Red Sox on the road, Minnesota on the road. I think you'll find out a lot, but I wouldn't obviously rush to judgment because I think that's a really – I don't look at strength of schedule very often, but that's a tough challenge in the first month. You know what? If you get through it relatively unscathed, meaning you're still around 500 after – some really tough road trips, I think that's a very good sign. I think we will find out some things about this team. This was not a good road team last year. Wasn't great at home either, but they were a terrible team on the road. So I think how they play on the road, even if the one loss record is, you know, a few games below the 500 mark, if they're really competitive and playing those teams tough on the road, I think that's a good early sign.
Thanks to Dan Dickerson for taking the time to join us this evening. We'll have more as this new special, Play Ball, rolls on next, right here on WWJ.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a WWJ News Special. Play Ball. Getting you ready for the new Tiger season on and off the field. Once again, here's Tony Ortiz.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm joined now by the Tigers Vice President of Marketing, Ellen Hill Zarang. And with so many different events and theme nights that are going on during a Major League Baseball season, especially at Comerica Park, I had a chance to ask Ellen, when does the planning begin for the upcoming season?
Tony, that starts in August before the other season even ends.
Okay.
So there's lots of extensive planning, and it takes a long time to design bobbleheads and other promotional giveaways. So we start in August the conversation of who we want to honor, what we want to celebrate, and then we continue planning all the way through the off season.
You have some exciting giveaways and exciting things going on this year. The one that strikes me immediately is the Game of Thrones challenge with the Ron Gardenhire bobblehead. Although I did see a picture of a pause on the Iron Throne, which I thought was outstanding. I don't know who came up with that. If it's you or somebody in your team, they deserve a raise for that one.
Oh, well, I'll let that person know. That's right. On April 17th, we're having Game of Thrones night at the ballpark. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a special bundled ticket package. So in order to get the Ron Gardenhire bobblehead, you'll have to buy a special ticket package.
Okay.
And so that's taking place on April 17th. And fans can always go to Tigers.com. And I think if you go to Tigers.com/Game of Thrones, you'll go straight to the page that will give you all the ticket information.
You know what? The one night that you guys always have, and you have a ton of promotions this year, but the one night that always seems to stand out that everybody loves, Star Wars night.
That is my favorite night.
Is it
because
really?
You get fans of all ages dressed up in their Star Wars gear. And I think the cutest is to see the 3- and 4-year-olds yeah. who have on their Star Wars pajamas. But yes, yeah, Star Wars night is coming up on Saturday, May 4th. Now, you can buy just a general ticket and you mm-hmm. can come in. We'll have probably over 40 Star Wars characters throughout the concourse, so fans can take photos with their favorite Star Wars characters. But then we also have a special Star Wars ticket package that comes with a BB-8 hat and also a donation to Stand Up to Cancer. So again, I encourage fans to go to Tigers.com to get all that ticket information.
I know they're like children, that you like every single one of them, but outside of Star Wars night, is there a giveaway this year? Is there a night this year where you say, boy, that's really good. I really like that night a lot.
Well, Tony, that's hard because I like all of them, but I would say that we've got a Miguel Cabrera bobblehead photo frame, which is really innovative and really cool. So it's going to be Miguel Cabrera bobblehead, and then he's going to be leaning on a picture frame.
Nice.
And then also in honor of the 35th anniversary of the 1984 Tigers, we're going to have a Sparky Anderson bobblehead. And Sparky is just a favorite for everybody in Michigan. So we're really excited about those two promotions in particular.
One thing the fans should be aware of, and I want to touch with you on, is mobile ticketing,
mm-hmm.
which is definitely different this year at Comerica Park.
Yes, and you know, we've done extensive testing, and we know that at Little Caesars Arena that the mobile ticketing entry is really very convenient for fans. It's also safer, it's ease of entry. And so, again, following that extensive fan testing and the successful adoption at Little Caesars Arena, Tigers fans will now be able to enter Comerica Park utilizing the Major League Baseball Ballpark app. So we encourage everyone to go to the app, access your tickets before you come to the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any questions, there's two things that you can do. You can either go to tigers.com/mobile tickets, or you can meet with one of our orange ticket mobile ticket assistance folks who will be out en masse at the ballpark on opening day. And I also want to mention, Tony,
yeah.
with that in mind, that the gates are going to open on opening day at 10 a.m. And that's because not only do we have mobile ticketing this year, but also in accordance with Homeland Security, we've changed our bag policy.
Okay.
So now we're going to ask people to not bring their backpacks to the ballpark. And so any bags that exceed 16 inches by 16 inches by 8 inches will not be allowed to be brought into the ballpark. So come out early, mm-hmm. 10 a.m. on opening day, to have download your access your tickets on the ballpark app before you leave home, and then make sure that you don't bring a backpack to the ballpark this year. And that's just to keep everybody safe. And
right.
also, you know, when our security has to go through and check all these huge backpacks, it just makes the lines longer.
Okay.
So again, we've got some new requirements, and I encourage everyone to go to tigers.com, where you can see more information about downloading your tickets through the ballpark app, mm-hmm. and also what size backpacks. Now, if there's emergency backpacks or things like that that you need for medical reasons, we're certainly going to let you in.
Right.
But again, this is really just to make sure that our security is able to more efficiently move the line through.
Ellen Hill Zarang, Tigers Vice President of Marketing, thank you very much for the time. Up next, we'll get a preview of the upcoming season from the Ticket's Jeff Rieger when this news special, Play Ball, continues right here on WWJ.
This is a WWJ news special. Play Ball. Getting you ready for the new Tiger season on and off the field. Once again, here's Tony Ortiz.
Welcome back to this WWJ News Special, Play Ball, a look at the 2019 Detroit Tigers. We're joined now by Jeff Rieger, who is the Tigers beat reporter for 97.1 The Ticket and the host of the Tigers pre- and post-game shows on that station. My first question for you this evening, Jeff, is this. We know the Tigers will be a competitive team this season based on just how they played last year, but can they be a factor in the race to possibly win or even play the spoiler in the American League Central Division?
Well, Tony, I mean, you would like to think so just because the AL Central is not the greatest division in baseball, right? I mean, the Cleveland Indians should win it again, but it's almost like they know they're the top of the class, so they don't do anything free agency-wise. Twins are going to be better. You got to believe Chicago at some point, all those young guns, hopefully break out for them. But I think when push comes to shove, we're going to see a lot like we saw last year. Tigers will compete for 2 months, 3 months. Fans might get a little excited, but they just don't have the pitching. They just don't have the overall talent. So they're not going to win the division. They will not be in it as far as wild cards are concerned. But over-under in Vegas for wins, if it's 69, maybe you go over. But I think we all know what this is, and nobody's lying about it. It's a rebuild, and I think it's going to be another kind of tough season to swallow. But hopefully you see some strides from some certain players that can help you out in the future.
What certain players are you talking about that you want to see strides from this year for the future?
Well, I think you look at J.Mar Candelario over at third base. It'd be great to see him take another step. I think he started off real hot last year. I want to see better defense. I also want to see better at-bats. I mean, I think towards the end of the season, you didn't see those great at-bats. I think Kristen Stewart's another guy. He's playing left field. The book on him is, is he good enough defensively to play every day in baseball? Probably not just yet, but his bat makes up for it. And Tigers have a lot of those guys. Nick Castellanos seems to be another one of those guys. But I'm excited to see a full 162 or thereabouts from Kristen Stewart because his bat is electric. Grayson Griner is catching. He's 6'6". He's a beast, right? Not great defensively, but pretty good offensively. So I wonder how much of an impact he can make. So those are three guys kind of that I'm looking at. I mean, you got veterans on this team as well that might not be here. I mean, you went out and got Josh Harrison. I don't think he's going to be here at the end of the season. You probably try to trade a guy like that. But those are pretty much the guys I'm looking at. Will Nick Castellanos be on this team? That's another question. And the other thing, too, is Mikey Matuk.
Yeah.
Up, down. Will he be in the minors? Will he be at the major league level? Every year he gets a shot, he seems like he's got potential. But at times he can't realize that potential. So those are some of the guys I'm looking at.
Jeff, we heard from Jacoby Jones earlier, and we know today that he wasn't obviously in the lineup for opening day because of the injury that he suffered just before the end of spring training to his left shoulder. How critical a loss is that for the Tigers? And you talked about the outfield with Stewart in left, with Castellanos in right. Jacoby Jones was being counted on to make up a whole lot of ground between those two outfielders.
No, I think that's a great point. I really do. Like Jacoby Jones is not going to hit all that much for you.
Right.
But he makes his living in Major League Baseball by stealing runs. And I believe he led baseball in most stolen runs last year. And he's a great fielder. There's no question about it. He's got speed. And when you play half your games at Comerica Park in a spacious center field, and we talked about the left fielder being, you know, hampered a little bit defensively, and Nick Castellanos in right field as well, the same type of deal, you count on Jones to make up a whole lot of ground. So now it's going to be Nico Goodrum, who is fast, but he's a utility guy.
Right.
And obviously, we talked about Mikey Matuk as well. So those guys will be in center field until Jones gets better. But no, I think it's a blow. Like, again, if you're thinking this team's going to compete, I don't think they are. With that being said, if they are to compete, take the world by storm, shock the world, if you will, like, you need guys like Jacoby Jones, because even if he's not going to hit, he's really good defensively.
Final question for me, Jeff. Have we seen the last of Michael Fulmer, who is about to go in for Tommy John surgery? He's going to miss the entire 2019 season. After Tommy John surgery, 9 times out of 10, pitchers don't bounce back and are the same that they were before the surgery. So have we seen the last of good Michael Fulmer?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's depressing to think about, isn't it? So this was a guy that we all know you could have traded a couple years ago. You could have got a mint for, and the Tigers would have been in a better situation. But, yes, I mean, he hasn't been able to stay healthy. So I think he is a guy that you worry about. I think when he comes back from Tommy John, can he be the guy that he was? He has such a violent delivery.
Yeah,
something else going to go wrong? So I don't want to be a naysayer, Tony. I feel I've already been too negative as it is. So I'm going to say we haven't seen the end of Michael Fulmer, but there's part of me that believes that we have seen the end of Michael Fulmer.
And listen, I understand why the Tigers didn't trade him. He's the type of guy that you could build a staff around, but this Tommy John surgery, the fact that he struggled last year, kind of makes me believe that the Tigers might be ready to move on from Michael Fulmer.
Yeah, but the problem is, I mean, can you trade him, and is it just more beneficial to hang on to him? And now what does he have to do to get traded, because the book is out and everybody knows that he's injury prone? So, yeah, I mean, look, it just isn't this. It was last year he had an issue. The year before that he had an issue.
Right.
Even before the Tigers traded for him, he had a checkered past. So, unfortunately, and you're absolutely right. I mean, the way he was in his first and second year in Detroit, that's what you want.
Right.
And when you're a rebuilding team, you want guys like that. Now, me personally, I would have traded him because you're rebuilding and you hope to get five Michael Fulmers in return. With that being said, I totally get why the Tigers decided not to. He's a cheap, affordable guy on his first contract. So it totally makes sense. But yeah, I mean, it's depressing because in a season that's going to be rough, to get bad news over and over and over again, and you mentioned Jacoby Jones and Michael Fulmer. I mean, it makes things even worse. The one thing I will say, Tony, one thing I'm really looking forward to is Miguel Cabrera, because Miggy tore it up in the spring.
Yes, he did.
He's a little heavier. That's okay. Seems like he's hitting again. 350 in the spring, a 1.1 plus OPS, and had five homers. Now, five homers, what are you going to do? But he's at 465 homers career.
Right.
So if he hits 35 more, you get to see the 500 mark.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I understand in a season that's going to be tough, you're looking for reasons to go to the ballpark. Miguel Cabrera is a surefire Hall of Famer. He's the best right-handed hitter of our generation, maybe of baseball. He's that good. And to get to see him hit 500 in a Tigers uniform, I think that's going to be kind of special. So I would say maybe give it 15 bombs, and then we officially start the 500 watch for Miguel Cabrera, and I'm excited to see how much back he is and how good he is at the plate, and can he return to the guy that he was.
Jeff Rieger, thanks again for the time this evening to talk about the Tigers. Up next, Ron Dewey takes a look at what changes Tigers fans can expect to see at Comerica Park this season, as this WWJ News Special, Play Ball, will continue.
This is a WWJ News Special, Play Ball. Getting you ready for the new Tigers season on and off the field. Once again, here's Tony Ortiz.
Welcome back to this new special, Play Ball, right here on WWJ. Now, you heard earlier from Ellen Hill Zerang about the change in ticketing at Comerica Park this year, but what other changes can you expect? With that part of the story, we bring in WWJ's Ron Dewey.
Concessions at Comerica Park will be offering a number of tasty additions, including ethnic foods and healthy options for fans watching their waistline as well as their wallet. Comerica Park executive chef Mark Subchak provided a walkthrough of this year's menu.
You know, we've been listening to the fans, and a lot of people have been asking for more vegetarian items and gluten-free items. So in our grab-and-go area in Section 150, we have all these new fruits by the cup separately. You can get grapes, cantaloupe, berries. During the season, we'll have watermelon. We got whole fruit there. We're real happy to introduce our garden salad jar, which comes with the dressing in it. You take this and shake it upside down, then you eat it right out of the jar. We have a grain salad. We have a garden salad. We have a bunch of different little hummus cups with pretzels, guacamole, little pickle bags.
Also this season, Subchak says they will feature the Home Run Happy Hour with more budget-friendly options during the first hour after the gates open, along with their perennial favorites.
We can't do without is a Coney Pizza. So this is one we introduced a couple years back, and it's been a fan favorite ever since it came out, so we keep rolling with that. We have a Coney Dog Egg Roll this year, which is a fun play on a Coney Dog, so it's everything in a Coney, but it's in an egg roll.
The Tigers at Comerica also expanding the number of in-game promotions, like their popular University Days. This is Group Sales Director Mike McAdams.
Every year we have universities that come out. We have a ticket package that includes a hat, a donation to the university. As you can see here, we branched out to a lot of the schools throughout Michigan. We now have 17 schools, which is a record for us. So we have 17 schools that have their own hats, and so they each have their own particular nights throughout the season. So that's great for us.
Yeah, I'm seeing a few new faces, if you will, here. Talk about some of the new schools we'll see.
So Kalamazoo College is one of them. Michigan Tech is another.
Wow, Western UP. That's great.
We even went across the border to University of Windsor. So we have them here this year, Davenport, UM Dearborn, and then Northwood University. One other night that's really excited about this year is our yoga day. We'll have 1,000 people out in center field doing yoga before a game in June.
And for McAdams, the never-ending challenge is topping last year's big idea with something even bigger.
It's coming up with new ideas like Catter Day, you know, and talking to other MLB teams that, you know, that actually went really well in Washington Nationals. They had a big night that 2,000 people come in to support a cat shelter. You know, I think it's coming up with new ideas and being creative with who we are as Tigers, too. You know, so, you know, I think that's a good fit there. But it's also, you know, how do we make swim night, you know, bigger and better than it was last year. This year we're bringing in a former Olympic swimmer to come and be part of that, you know, be doing meet and greet, you know, Little League Day. You know, we're just doing a arm sleeve that, you know, kids seem to love to have.
Another big celebration coming to Comerica Park this season will take fans back to 1984. Again, Ron Colangelo.
Since 1901, the history and tradition of this club is really paramount for all of us. We embrace it, we engage it. It's a treasure chest for us to open up, and this year we are honoring the 1984 World Series champions, the 35th anniversary of that historic year. And most of those players will be back with us on the field to be honored, and it's going to be a really special occasion.
Getting to and from the ballpark may also bring something different. Fans should be mindful of road construction in and out of downtown Detroit throughout the season, especially I-94. They should map out alternate routes around the work zones to and from Comerica. Touch base before and after the game with WWJ's Traffic and Weather on the 8s. Ron Dewey, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Ron Dewey, thank you very much. And that will do it for this look at the 2019 Tigers. Special thanks to Ron Gardenhire, Dan Dickerson, Jeff Rieger, and Ellen Hill Zareng for taking time to join me this evening. Thanks as well goes out to the Tickets' Jamie Samuelson, Mike Stone, Doug Karsh, and Scott Anderson for their help on this project. I'm Tony Ortiz. Thank you very much for listening to this news special, Play Ball, right here on WWJ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.